Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
A local congressman wants there to be investigations focusing on LA's ICE raids.
Here to ensure that in Los Angeles, we look into every single brutal misconduct that ICE is committing.
A Marine Corps celebration got out of hand at Camp Pendleton. Part of a live artillery shell ended up hitting a CHP car on the 5 freeway.
That was a very dangerous situation that you were subjecting not only the drivers, if they were doing it while traffic was moving, but also to those highway patrolmen.
And it sounds like Amazon's Alexa has been straight bugging today.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now.
I bet. All of this and more on today's LA Local for Monday, October 20th, 2025. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Nate Ward, and I'll be your host for today. Let's talk about all this craziness and more. But let's start with the local ICE investigations. A congressman is working on creating a team to take a closer look into LA ICE raids to make sure things are on the up and up. I spoke about it with our Craig Figner. So, Craig, what is the word on this proposed investigative unit? What's going on?
Well, you know, it is slightly more than proposed, because this comes from Long Beach Democrat Congressman Robert Garcia, and he is a ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. And so he came to Los Angeles City Hall to say that he is launching an investigation into ICE and other federal agencies, an investigation into the tactics that they have been using during immigration raids in Los Angeles. He also wants more information about the people who've been detained, especially those who later were determined to be American citizens. And he's ordered those agencies to preserve documents and paperwork as this investigation launches. So it was a significant moment, but there are potentially some hiccups. The Democrats don't have a majority in Congress right now, so that affects the ability of this oversight committee to have, you know, real good sharp teeth. But he was asked about that and said he believes that that minority status for his party will change.
Now, but we still have power, the power to investigate.
That's right.
But when we win the majority, yes, and have the power to subpoena and have the power to get any document, have the ability to bring anyone forward to our committee, we are not just only going to hold Kristi Noem and Stephen Miller accountable for what they've done. Our message is clear. If you are out there and you are taking orders and committing these illegal actions, we are going to hold you accountable. And we're going to ensure that there is justice for the people of Los Angeles, the California, and the entire country.
Are you confident that there will be cooperation from the federal government, federal agencies like ICE, in handing over documents that will be requested?
Oh, sure, after November of next year when we take the majority back.
Okay, that was Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass at the end answering a question from me because, you know, yeah, they can make all the demands that they want, Nate. And, you know, will the federal agencies comply? I mean, that remains to be seen. But they both believe that the mayor standing alongside the congressman, they both believe that at the midterms that the Democrats will regain control of the House and that that will give them the teeth needed to secure documents and testimony they need to, like they say, hold people accountable.
Is there any like concrete timeline for when this will be all like up and running?
So it is, and I asked about that too. It is a little up in the air right now. You have the federal government shutdown, and so that's slowing things down, maybe to the point where nothing now is happening. But Congressman Garcia says that he's going to be holding, when this really launches, an investigative hearing, a public hearing here in Los Angeles where people have been affected by ICE raids. If they've been unfairly detained or other things have happened, they'll be able to testify directly to members of the committee. And he also wants testimony from, as you heard, from Kristi Noem, from Stephen Miller. He also name-checked President Trump. I don't think the president will end up testifying before this committee if it indeed gets the Democratic majority needed to give it the power that the congressman wants. But all of this is, you know, in the future. It will take many months to get here, as does any investigation, but it's also got these added, roadblocks, the government shutdown and the minority status of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, so it sounds like this thing won't really have teeth unless the Dems kind of win out during the midterms.
And they're hoping and frankly banking on that. But the fact that he, as the ranking member of the Oversight Committee, Congressman Garcia, has announced this investigation is a significant moment because it does put these agencies on notice to preserve paperwork and records and information necessary for the investigation so that later they can't say, oh, well, we don't have that anymore. At least legally, they couldn't because the investigation has been announced. It's technically moving forward, albeit very likely at a slow pace.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a whole lot, Craig. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be with you, Nate.
Well, I guess we shall see what comes of that. I think no matter what the policing law enforcement issue ever is, I think more oversight can only be a good idea, and especially if the organization investigating is not the actual agency itself. It kind of is very frustrating when I see something along the lines of LAPD investigated the LAPD and found no wrongdoing. What a shocker. So I guess time will tell, and it sounds like ultimately the Democrats would have to take back the House for this to really go anywhere. So, I guess we'll see what happens. Now, on Friday, we were told that Live Ammunition would not be fired over the 5 freeway as part of a big celebration at Camp Pendleton, and that the freeway shouldn't be shut down. But that was not the case. Why does this even have to be said? Why is that even a thing? But Governor Gavin Newsom, he ended up ordering the closure of a long stretch of the 5 during the demonstration, and that was in spite of the advice from military officials who insisted things were going to be just fine. Well, during the event, CHP says one of their cars was hit with falling shrapnel on a freeway on-ramp after an artillery round exploded midair. Our Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore talked about it with retired Army Colonel and CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
It feels like this could have been handled a little better. What do you think?
To say the very least, Vicky, I commanded artillery batteries, artillery battalions. I've fired literally thousands and thousands of 155 artillery ammo. And I think that the California Highway Patrol obviously was being very prudent in closing that highway down, because there is always the possibility of an in-flight detonation. There's a possibility of somebody, you know, actually making a mistake and shooting a round short. Also depends on what kind of fuses they were using. But that was a very dangerous situation that you were subjecting not only the drivers, if they were doing it while traffic was moving, but also to those highway patrolmen.
So where do you think the issue was here? Because, you know, the governor started saying that they had heard that this was going to happen, and this was, you know, Thursday into Friday, and the freeway was going to be shut down. Then we heard from the military, no, everything's going to be on the dedicated ranges, which they have, and they do live fire in, and that's, you know, part of what they do at Camp Pendleton. But then there was like a test Friday night, apparently. Caltrans got word of it, and then we ended up actually seeing this demonstration. So someone had to know if this was the actual plan to do this all along, right? Or do you just make the decision the day of, like, you know what, let's actually shoot the ordnance right on over the top? If you're doing a beach drill and it's for the thousands of people who are going to be there, you'd think there's a pretty step-by-step plan for all this kind of stuff.
Well, sure, because you got to position the artillery, which I would imagine was on the east side of the highway, because you're firing towards an amphibious landing, which is obviously going to occur on the west side of the highway out there in the Pacific Ocean. So you know where the guns were going to go. You knew the flight path based on the training beach, I think it's called Red Beach, that the amphibious vehicles were going to land at. So that all pretty well clearly knows from the very beginning, probably weeks if not months in advance, if you're going to do this, where the guns are going to be, what the flight path of the shells are going to be. And so it would seem to me, if I'd been a commanding officer, I would have said there's no way we're going to do this over a highway unless that highway is shut down. You could present that to local authorities and they could decide whether that was an inconvenience to the population, which it would occur to me it would seem to be. But we're doing a live fire exercise, and I would think this artillery landing as part of that would be nice, but hardly essential and critical to the conduct of this particular exercise.
You know, I'm just as American as the next guy, and when Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner, you know, and the rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air, I'm pretty sure they didn't imagine the bombs would be bursting over the 5 freeway. The guy lived in the 1800s. He'd probably also be asking, what the hell is a freeway? But let's do military celebrations and all that jazz, but let's keep the live artillery shells away from the freeways. I think that is a reasonable ask. Amazon got a little bit goofy today. Businesses, schools, governments, and homes around the world saw their technology crash before their eyes. It's because Amazon Web Services kind of went poof for a while. Here's Emily Valdez.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now.
Today, Alexa crashed out, and it's not just Alexa, it's the whole Amazon Web Service. You may have noticed it if you have it in your house.
Please try a little later.
Like KNX News producer Brian Bilonsky.
About an hour before I was supposed to wake up this morning, and I wake up very early because I work at a radio station and come to work early, my alarm went off and woke up my wife very, very loud.
But it goes far beyond Alexa. According to Down Detector, it also sent many companies offline, including the Navy Federal Credit Union, IMDb, McDonald's, Lyft, Roblox, Verizon, Ring, Reddit, Venmo, Snapchat. And yeah, your Amazon packages will probably be late.
This is huge. What we're seeing too is that every company is a tech company, essentially.
Lou Raban runs Cyber Defense Group in Pasadena.
So even if you're a public school in Los Angeles, if you're reliant on Blackboard or, you know, some kind of online system to run your classes or to open your doors or, you know, anything that's internet connected that would be running on Amazon infrastructure, you're going to be affected. And this is massive. There's no doubt about it.
Despite the outage, Brian is keeping his Alexa home system.
Because once you start with one platform, it's really hard to and expensive to switch to another one.
And as we saw with the CrowdStrike outage, it may take a few days for all of the companies to get fully back on track.
And the cause of the outage is still unknown at this time. And as of Monday afternoon, Amazon says its services, they are recovering again after those connectivity issues. But people are still reporting problems with their Amazon cloud computing services. I don't know if I could do an Alexa in my home constantly listening to me, but you know, a small part of me is a little bit morbidly curious what the world would be like if we just had zero internet access across the globe for like a week. I know personally, like in my home, when the internet goes out for even just a couple of hours, oh, we rage. We are just like, ugh, this is so inconvenient. Everything cool and important is on the internet, and now I can't do any of it because My internet service provider just crapped out for a couple of minutes. But let's look into the city of Malibu. It's telling the sheriff's department to clear some homeless encampments and even arrest people if they don't leave. Our Alex Silverman found out county officials, they are none too pleased about this.
Malibu Mayor Marianne Riggins says it's about the risk of fire.
We've been seeing a bit of an uptick, a number of individuals that have been cooking and using other implements to start fires for a variety of reasons.
But LA County's policy doesn't allow for arrests. Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, who represents that area, told us arresting unhoused residents simply for being unhoused does not advance the goal of public safety. Mayor Riggins, though, says she doesn't think the county's policy matters.
How they want to have the sheriff work within the unincorporated area, that is fully under their auspice. But as it comes to the city, we are paying for services to have our laws and rules enforced.
We reached out to the sheriff's department to ask if they'll enforce Malibu's directive to make arrests. So far, no answer. Supervisor Horvath's office says she's in close communication with the sheriff about the issue. Mayor Riggins says they're still doing outreach to try and get homeless people into housing. They think there are about 30 or 35 in Malibu total. And the goal is not to make arrests.
Just like if anybody else breaks the law, we would expect them to be held accountable for that. That's how we're looking at our homeless population also.
But LA County's policy, it doesn't allow for arrests. And Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, who represents the area, told us arresting unhoused residents simply for being unhoused does not advance the goal of public safety. Mayor Riggins says she doesn't think the county policy matters. I'm no legal expert, but I think in general, county trumps city just like state trumps county. I don't know. Big fish eat little fish. Big bank, take little bank. Let's talk about something a little bit lighter. Let's talk about NFL football. This is where I would play some copyrighted NFL music if I were allowed to, but I'm not, and all the copyright-free stuff kind of sucks. But anyways, it was a historic day for the Rams over the pond in London. They dominated the Jaguars 35-7 at Wembley Stadium. The defense, it continues to be a bright spot for the team. They had 7 sacks in total. And leading man, quarterback Matthew Stafford, he set an international game record with 5 touchdown passes. Rams head coach Sean McVay, he was pumped after the game for their rookie tight end who got his first ever NFL touchdown.
It was cool to be able to hit Terrence Ferguson for his first touchdown. Devontae gets 3. Matthew throws for 5. I thought Kyron ran tough versus, you know, a really good run defense. And, you know, I thought the kicking game was solid.
They improved to 5-2, and they have a bye coming up this week. LA's other team, the Chargers, well, they had not such a great time here at SoFi yesterday. They lost to the Colts 38-24. The Chargers defense obviously struggled, and they had no answer for Indy running back Jonathan Taylor, who had 3 rushing touchdowns. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, he says his team fought hard, but they gotta do better.
Our guys never quit. That's a big thing I take away, and we're going to need all that fight. We're going to need all that courage. Short week. Need to win our best in any phase. And regroup, refit, and get ready for Thursday night.
Gosh, Harbaugh sounds a little bit beat up in that clip. Well, the Chargers, they fall to 4-3, and they face the Vikings at SoFi on Thursday night. All right, let's talk about booze. The FDA, they recently backed off saying it's okay to have 1 or 2 alcoholic drinks a day. And now a new report says alcohol is more harmful for people of a certain age than others.
Anyone who's drinking between the ages 15-18 has a 6 times greater chance of possibly becoming an adult alcoholic.
Yeah, that makes sense. Viola Salahian, a therapist at Hope Springs Wellness in Woodland Hills, says it's best to cut back on the drinking and limit it.
Scientifically, it's proven if you at least skip weekends between drinking, that helps a lot. So even 1 drink a weekend can be extremely harmful.
She says that around middle age, especially, alcohol speeds up muscle loss and can stop our bodies from building new muscle. She also says the body processes alcohol the best between age 25 and 35. So if you're in that decade of your life, I guess I guess, drink up responsibly. And if you're going through a midlife crisis, maybe a little less partying and more sports cars and ill-fitting pants. I don't know. All right, that's all we got for today's LA Local episode for Monday, October 20th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the entire inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Please tune in again tomorrow for another riveting episode of LA Local. That one will be hosted by our very own Aaron Cooper. We all appreciate you for listening. Have some fun out there and peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.